All right, Democratic State Representative John Barnes, you guys voted for a budget, 1 year, charter school caps. Senate basically said, no thanks, but no, we're going to put our own plan. You guys going to get out of here on June 30th? Or will you be in summer school even more?
Well, I think we will. I think what you're going to see this week is that they'll start conference committee on Wednesday, and I think in a few days they will have negotiated something. I think Senator Kenley is sending the right signal, you know, including provisions that we're concerned about. There will definitely be negotiating on school funding, but I think we'll get done in time. I'm hoping that we won't have an extra special session because I'm not sure how extra special that would be.
What about the whole issue of charter schools? That's been a real sticking point for a lot of folks. Some members of your caucus aren't crazy about it. One of your colleagues, Marianne Sullivan, very passionate about it. You know, do you see any sort of cap in whatever comes
out? Well, probably so. I mean, if I had my druthers, it's one of the things that concerns me as a new member of the legislature is that there very often seems to be a lack of a middle ground on most issues, and I wish there'd be more dialogue on that. I think there are several of us who see that there's a need to slow it down, but a moratorium or a cap probably sends the wrong message. And I had hoped that maybe there would be some negotiating on that point. I hope in conference there will be, but again, I'm worried that we might lose federal funding that would be so important at a time like this.
How about your cap? Everybody's favorite capital improvement board.
Well, you know what? The plan I'm seeing doesn't look too bad. My concern all along has been that we want to make sure that we don't raise certain taxes, especially on people in my district who are upset that we haven't paid for the first stadium, for that matter. I think now that we're looking at an idea of pretty much simply trying to reform the existing CIB, I think that's a lot better than trying to expand it and make a mega board to include so many other properties.
All right, State Representative John Barnes. John, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Abdul.